Welcome back to Aura Clinton County on a Wednesday night. We do it every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Special thanks to our title sponsor, A&J Auto Repair on Bunnell Street in Frankfort. Plus, Blevins Insurance with new offices in Frankfort and Fresitas. It's going to take me a minute, Monica, to get used to that.
I know. It's okay. You're okay. Doing great.
Fresitas, thank you. She'll be opening soon on Washington Street in Frankfort. Here in just a moment, we're going to have Karen tell us about what Monica and I just talked about last break, about before the last break, about the fair and some things they've got going on as well. I want to remind everybody, and then we're going to have Karen tell you in Spanish, July 4th, of course, on a Sunday this year, and one of the big deals is always over at TPA Park, right? We all know this, and we all go over there and have a good time. Wilo's been over there for literally the last 45 years, I think. And they do it at dusk, and so I'll be over there broadcasting live this Sunday night. Okay.
What is it?
Come on out and see me. It's the fireworks. So I'll be there until the fireworks are done.
All right.
So we're going to have a good time over there. And the 4th of July fun on Wilo, brought to you by Good Times Professional Audio, Wampler Services, and the Frankfort Parks Department. So what we'll also do is when they start the fireworks, I put together a special soundtrack.
Really?
So you can listen at 96.9. Or 1570 on the AM dial, and we'll have some fireworks music for you Sunday night, all right? And then we went ahead and gave everyone the next day off here at the radio station.
Aww.
Since July 4th was on a Sunday, so
that
doesn't happen. Yeah, you got it off anyway. You guys can take Monday off.
Thank you.
But yeah, that doesn't happen very often here for some special holidays, so that's good for everybody. Also, we were talking about the fair. July 11th through the 18th, Wilo is going to have two buddy nights this year. We usually just do one, where you can pay a price and get a sticker, and then your buddy rides like half price or something. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do it twice this year, on Tuesday, July 13th, and Thursday, July 15th. So with a sticker this year, you pay $20 to ride rides all night, and then your buddy just pays $5 to ride rides all night. So if you go together, it's like $12.50 a person, right?
Yeah,
so, you know,
yeah, exactly.
So you got to get your Buddy Night stickers, though, okay? You got to go to some of our sponsors, and they are Lanin's Furniture and Mattress on the Square, the Fox Den Grill, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Del Real Automotive Group. Go there, grab a couple Buddy Night stickers. They are in their hands now. I know we've been delivering them the last couple days. So check that out, all right? So we'll go ahead and let Karen tell us a little bit about the Clinton County 4-H Fair, some of what we were talking about before the last break, and then we'll also let her tell you about what I was just talking about with some special promotions we have coming up here on Wilo. Thank you, Karen.
Muchas gracias. So vamos a estar hablando sobre la feria que va a comenzar el día 11 hasta el 18 de julio. Ahí van a haber varios eventos, va a estar el concurso de la reina, van a nombrar a la reina. Igual lo va a estar en vivo todos los días, poniendo lo que está pasando cada día. Así que no pueden salir de su casa, está bien. Véanlo en la página de Wilo para que vean qué es lo que está pasando ese día. Al igual, también van a estar haciendo una promoción de día a día con un amigo. O sea, si compran un boleto por $20, el amigo puede comprar el segundo boleto a $5.
¿Eso no está mal o qué son?
Son como $12.50, sí, son como $12.50 cada uno. Si quieres que un amigo vaya contigo, se reparten los $12.50 cada quien.
No, mira. Edith, yo te llevo conmigo entonces. Edith, my buddy.
Entonces es un buen sistema, buen precio. Vayan, entonces pueden a comprar esos tickets de amigo en las siguientes locaciones, okay, que son los que están dando la promoción para tener esta página abierta. Entonces está Del Real Automotive Group, está State Farm Insurance, Fox Den Grill y Susan Casper, y también la tienda Furniture and Mattress. So, si ustedes van ahí, pueden agarrar las calcomanías de compra uno y uno para tu amigo por $5.
¿No está malo?
Muy, muy bueno. Y también la página para poder verlo diario es Clinton County tvnews.com. So si no quieres salir, no puedes ir a la feria ese día o entre semana, puedes ir y verlos en la página. Al igual también van a estar en vivo el 4 de julio, ahí todo el día hasta que se terminan los cohetes. Nuevamente la estación es el 96.9 para que puedan escuchar qué es lo que van a estar tocando. Dijeron que van a estar tocando música interesante, así que vamos a ver qué música van a tocar. Entonces vayan el día 13 y el 15 es cuando van a estar dando los boletos en especial. Otra mención que queríamos dar es sobre los exámenes de COVID. Todavía se siguen dando los exámenes.
Correcto.
Así que no se espanten si fueron al building del 4-H. Ya no están localizados ahí, ahora están en la Suncrest. So pueden ir en la parte de atrás donde están las canchas de fútbol y ahí pueden administrarle la prueba si necesitan que hacerse la prueba. Al igual están todavía dando las vacunas para niños de 2 en adelante, así que ya va a comenzar la escuela, vayan, vacunen a sus hijos. Yo sé que a los muchachos les gustan hacer deportes, van a comenzar la escuela, así que es muy importante que estos niños o que sus hijos tengan la vacuna para prevenir cualquier cosa. Entonces pueden ir al Departamento de Salud. ¿Van a estar ellos dando la vacuna cuándo, Mónica?
Los miércoles de las 9 a las 3 de la tarde.
Perfecto, así que ya escucharon, vayan, vacunen a sus hijos, vacúnense ustedes, manténganse a salvo. Ahora que va a estar pasando lo de la feria, lo del 4 de julio, este domingo, asegúrese de que si no, póngase una mascarilla, manténganse a buena distancia, pero para poder disfrutar de esos eventos es necesario vacunarse.
Muchas gracias, Karen. Uh-huh.
All right, thank you so much. Also, when I talked to the Fair Council earlier this week on Party Line, they were telling me, get this now, they've always thought about clever ways and non-traditional ways to raise some money, right?
Okay.
And just be a little, you know, a little more effective. So they found some money that was literally in their own backyard. They're selling bales of hay.
Wow.
From the infield there at the fairgrounds.
Wow.
They're actually out there baling hay and selling it to farmers for $4 a bale.
Really?
So very reasonably priced,
that
yeah.
That is.
They said that you know, the grass was always growing out there anyway and they wanted to look nice, so they've been baling hay. And so they've got those for sale. And they had 100 earlier this week, and they are bailing some more this week and expect to have some more. So you can call 765-242-9542 for that if you have a need for a bale of hay.
I have a big lawn, so I mean, maybe I can go ahead and donate some hay.
I was thinking about putting the kids in the barn, so I might need some hay for them to
for
keep them warm.
For $4 a bale, not bad.
right. Pretty good deal there, yeah. All right, so here in just a few minutes, we'll be talking again after our next commercial break, which will be in just about 3 or 4 minutes here. We're going to give United Way Executive Director Anita Stewart a phone call, and we'll be talking with her about their superhero party they had yesterday.
Yes, they did.
And pretty good turnout then overall.
When I went ahead and talked to her, she said that it was the turnout, and it did kind of sprinkle a little bit on on the superheroes. Mm-hmm. But I've seen some pictures on Facebook.
Everybody looked pretty dry,
yes,
didn't they?
It did. And pretty happy. A lot of smiles.
Yeah. I saw that too. So, yeah, that's very good. And Anita's done a really nice job over the last couple years since she's taken that on.
She definitely has.
And she's just a sweetheart of a person, too, to boot.
So, definitely, yeah.
So that helps as well. So, all right. So just a reminder that we have covered the food pantry with Food Finders and United Way and Anthem also possibly, I think. It's going to be a drive-through. It's July 20th, 11 until 1-ish. And as of right now, it's at First Christian Church, but this thing is so successful, we may have to take it somewhere else, right?
Right. I like how you say one-ish because
one-ish,
never
yeah.
Like, yeah, one-ish. yes, we might have to go ahead because of the construction, which is great that they're fixing the roads, but it's just we want everybody to be safe, and we definitely want it to be a success, so we want it to go to a different place and location where everybody's going to be able to drive through.
Plus have it all safe and everything for everybody,
safe,
right?
Safe, yes.
That's the key.
Definitely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have Anita Stewart on the phone with United Way. Special thanks again to our sponsors, A&J Auto Repair on Bunnell Street in Frankfort, Blevins Insurance with new offices in Frankfort, and Fresita's opening soon in Frankfort. I was so good, Monica, all day.
You were so close. You were
all
so
day.
Close. Yeah, do it one more time.
I was bragging. Fresita's. Yeah.
There you go.
I was bragging on myself all afternoon, and that's what it was. I got cocky. Yeah. I know. We'll figure that out. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back. Anita Stewart coming up next on WILO. A&J Auto Repair at 259 North Bunnell Street is now open in Frankfort. Cruz and his staff offer complete car or truck repair, including state-of-the-art full computer diagnostics, oil change, tire repair, mufflers, brakes, electrical, and suspension. If Cruz has worked on your vehicle over the past few years, come see him at his new location. If not, give him a chance for reasonable prices and maybe even same-day service. Call 765-278-9278. That's 765-278-9278 for A&J Auto Repair, 259 North Bunnell Street, Frankfort.
Hi, this is Tina Duncan and Mercedes Del Rio with Blevins Insurance. We're excited to announce the opening of our new office in Frankfort. We are thrilled to serve the Frankfort community. Please contact us for a quote for auto, home, life, and business insurance at 765-650-7808. Or stop by our office and see us at 2107 West State Road 28 in Frankfort. Briseida and I are here for you.
Hola, soy Briseida del Real con el Seguro Blevins. Estoy emocionada en anunciar que abrimos las puertas a nuestra nueva oficina localizada aquí en Frankfort. He servido la comunidad de Frankfort en el pasado y estoy encantada de hacerlo nuevamente. Para su cuota gratuita de seguro de auto, casa, vida o negocio, llámeme a mí, Briseida del Real, o a Tina Duncan al 765-650-7808 o visítanos en 2107 West State Road 28 en Frankfort.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
There's a place full of summer fun and thrills for the whole family, where you can fly on world-class coasters and spin, play, and laugh together. Where you can ride, slide, and splash the day away. Visit Kentucky Kingdom and Hurricane Bay. Two parks for one low price. Check out KentuckyKingdom.com for more information and to purchase discounted tickets.
Isn't it strange that Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on radio? Geico, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, a guy who rarely makes stupid investments, purchases an obscene amount of radio ads. HomeAdvisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on mass reach radio. These are companies that exist only on the internet. What do they know that you don't? While internet-targeted advertising can be useful, it's weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass reach media like radio. They know if the customer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. This doesn't mean internet advertising is wrong, flawed, or useless. Quite the contrary. It's a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will, just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same.
HoosierLandTV.com continues to bring you live local programs and will continue that commitment all throughout North Central Indiana. Log on now to see what's new, including the Party Line program televised every weekday morning. Fairs, festivals, parades, and the hottest sporting events can be found there, too. Find out why your friends are tuning in to the latest in local issues, agricultural events, concerts, or civic meetings. Plus, be looking for us in your neck of the woods. HoosierLandTV.com.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check. People who have wealth and keep wealth and build wealth have a long-term planning window.
and they make decisions based on that. They buy a car based on that. People who are broke, they have a short planning window. If you're broke and you have a long-term planning window, you're starting to think like rich people. If you think and act like rich people, you get to become rich people.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO, Skywatch Weather.
We do have a chance of showers overnight, a low of 68. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, a high of 82. Mostly sunny Friday, a high of 77. And sunny Saturday, a high of 79. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Aurora, Clinton County, or Clinton County Now. It is a Wednesday evening. We do it every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We've got about 15 minutes left in this program. A reminder that the last five programs can be found at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And when you go to the website there, hold your mouse over the On the Radio tab, and it'll be... bring down a drop-down menu there, or a Clinton County. When you click on that, you'll see a couple photos there. Our sponsors and the last four programs right now will have this program up there tomorrow morning after 10 a.m. Special thanks to our sponsors, our title sponsor, A&J Auto Repair on Bunnell Street in Frankfort, Blevins Insurance with new offices in Frankfort, and Fresitas opening very soon in Frankfort. I'm Kevin Keith. We also have Monica here with us as well, Karen and Edith in the studio. And also on the phone, we have United Way Executive Director Anita Stewart. Anita, thanks for the phone call tonight.
Hola.
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 Hola. Hola. How are you? Thank you for giving us a little bit of your time today.
Great. I appreciate you having me. I'm excited to share with you about United Way.
That would be fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about United Way, please?
Yeah, United Way basically is an organization that helps to fund not-for-profit organizations like Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, American Red Cross, the Library, YMCA, Boys and Girls Club. We have several of them. We actually have 19. And so what we do is we help fundraise so we can help them do their programs. Then we also do grants, and grants help make impact in the area of early childhood education, mental health, and homelessness.
That is fantastic. I did not know that you helped the YMCA or the Boys and Girls Club, so that was something fantastic that that I got to find out, honestly.
Yes. So what we...
Go ahead. No, go ahead. You tell us.
Well, basically, what happens is we do fundraising once a year, and we start in August. We go from August to October, and we do what we call employee campaigns like NHK, Frito-Lay, Cintas. We have Purina Mills. A lot of them do what we call employee campaigns, and that's where people can donate so much money. A pay period, some people might give $5 a pay period, some people may give $2. But if they designate $50 a year that they want to give to United Way, they can tell us where they want that money to go. So let's say a person uses the Boys and Girls Club, and they would like for the Boys and Girls Club to get that money. As long as they give $50 a year, when they fill out the form, they just say, this is where we want this money to go. So it kind of helps if you have a passion for a certain organization that you can actually support them that way.
Okay, so hold on just a moment. You're telling me that if they donate $50, they can actually donate it to an organization that they're passionate about?
Yes, as long as it's a not-for-profit organization.
Is that on a form when they fill it out? Can you go ahead and designate it? Okay, I did not know that. That's really good to find out.
Yes, at the bottom of their pledge form.
Did you know that, Keith?
Yes, I did.
I did not.
But I talked to Anita quite a bit, though, I didn't know that. Yeah.
I did not know that, so that's something awesome to find out that we can go ahead and share that with.
Absolutely, yes.
Because we know that people definitely donate money, and sometimes they don't know why they're donating or who they're donating
to. Yeah, it's good to be able to control it if that's what you want to do, or just put it under the entire umbrella there. Yeah.
Exactly. I love that. So we're going to go ahead and make sure that Karen lets our listeners know in Spanish really quick about that, that they can donate and designate it to some organization that they're passionate about, like the YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, Learning Network. Coach Kids, Camp Column. What are some other ones?
American Red Cross.
Ooh,
we have Salvation Army. We have We Care. I'm trying to do them in alpha order.
You're doing
Camp
great.
Camp Column, Coach Kids, CDE, Food Finders, the food trucks that come through.
Yes.
The Frankfurt Library, H Healthy Communities that has a navigator. We help with their mental health program and their navigator person. The navigator person is also bilingual, so if they need insurance, they need medical, they need help with the utility bills, any of that stuff, Madison there is bilingual and be happy to help them. So we help fund that position.
That's great.
H-I-J-K-L. We have the Open Door Clinic. A lot of people use the Open Door Clinic where they can get free exams, medicine. We have Quentin's House, and then Salvation Army, the YMCA, and We Care.
That is amazing. Yes, most of our listeners utilize the Open Door quite a bit, and it is very popular. But we're going to go ahead and have Karen tell our viewers exactly where they can go ahead and designate their money. That is fantastic.
Hola, Anita.
Okay. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias. Gracias por escucharnos. Thank you. As I like to, I call her Anita.
Anita. Anita.
Well, my name is a Spanish name, right?
It is.
I think it means beautiful or grace or something like that. I can't remember. I'm both of those things, so it doesn't matter.
There we go. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Now, Anita, if someone were to just go to the United Way office, they can directly go to the United Way office and donate there.
Yeah, or. If they go to our webpage, if they want to do the QR code, they could just go to United Way for Clinton County, and there's a QR code if they just want to do electronically.
Perfect. Okay, entonces ya escucharon. Estamos aquí con Anita, una organización no lucrativa, que está aquí. Ahora, ella explica que ellos son una fundación que ayuda a lugares que son no lucrativos, como a los Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, la librería pública, YMCA, Boys and Girls Club. So ustedes, si han escuchado de ellos, muchos ellos van a diferentes fábricas a poder buscar donaciones como Frito-Lay, cintas, todo tipo de compañías para que hacen campaña para que puedan donar dinero para estas fundaciones. Entonces usted cuando dona su dinero puede designar exactamente a qué organización no lucrativa quiere donar. Así que usted, si usted apoya o va a la Open Door Clinic, Food Finders que vamos a tener ahí, Salvation Army, ustedes pueden poner ahí específicamente a dónde quiere que se vaya su donación para que usted esté ayudando a su comunidad, a la organización favorita que usted tenga, a la que quiera apoyar. Pueden ir a la oficina directamente o ir a la página de ellos y poner el código para poder donar a la organización que usted quiera. Ahí tendrán la lista de las diferentes organizaciones que ellos apoyan. Así que ya saben, vayan a su página o vayan a la oficina para que puedan donar o estos fondos a esas organizaciones que muchas veces a veces no podemos salir a ayudar, ¿verdad? No podemos salir a los eventos o no podemos ser voluntarios, pero decían, había un dicho que dice, deja que tus pesos hagan lo que tus pasos no puedan hacer.
Ay, qué bonito.
Así que si no pueden donar, vayan, o si no pueden ir, donen. Esa es una gran ayuda para la comunidad.
And Anita, are you in the office so that way they can come see you? I mean, if they have any questions or anything like that.
Yeah, we are normally there Monday through Friday from like 9 to 4.
Fantastic. Okay. And let's say
that... Peora es... never mind. I was going to try it.
No, go ahead and try it. Nuestras horas son lunes a viernes.
is Monday, is the Lunes?
Yes.
Is it Verdes?
Yes, Viernes. Good job.
Is it
De las Nueve?
Viernes?
Yes, that's Friday.
Verdes? I can't remember.
De 9 a 4.
De 9 a 4. From 9 to 4.
Sí.
Sí.
Perfect.
So thank you so much for calling in and giving us some time. Now, if they are actually donating already at their place of employment, and they had they wanted to change it to a donor, and that's with $50 or more, right?
Right.
Can they actually go to the website and make a change, or do they need to go to their HR person?
They would actually have to wait till the open campaign, because once we do the pledge, those dollars come in. That's how we commit it to our agencies.
Oh.
So the new campaign that's going to start in August, like, for example, NHK, we have a lot of our Latino population who gave to United Way, and a lot of them did designate at NHK.
Nice.
So I think they understand that.
Okay.
But they'd have to do it per campaign, because that's how we designate money to our organizations once we know what designations come in.
Anita, you guys do have the information when you go campaigning in Spanish, correct?
Yes, we do have translation. The forms are actually in Spanish, and I have a whole book that's been made by somebody at the Learning Network. I can't remember her name last year. She did all of our flyers and stuff in Spanish for me as well.
Awesome, awesome. So, ya saben, si quieren donar, no importa que sean $5, que pueden ustedes donar $5, solamente tienen a la semana o al año hasta $50 al año. Así que no se preocupen por la cantidad, no tienen que trabajar a cierta compañía. Y muchos de los que han donado, explica Anita, que es de NHK, de la compañía NHK, donde están más latinos trabajando ahí. Pero usted no tiene que ser de cierta compañía, usted puede ir directamente a la página de ellos y comienzan las donaciones en agosto, de agosto a octubre. O si quieren ya comenzar el próximo mes, apunten o hable con su persona ahí de recursos humanos para poder comenzar la donación anual.
Correcto. Y están o pueden ir a la ¿cómo se llama? A la oficina de ella y hablar con Anita Stewart de lunes a viernes de las 9 a las 4. Thank you, Anita, for calling in. We appreciate everything that you do. It was great talking to you today, and it was great meeting you. Also,
no problem.
So
I'd love to share anytime they want to know something. I'd be happy to share.
Well, it sounds like we might want to go ahead and have you here every month because I'm getting jealous here. So.
And they do so much. Anita, you do so much for the Latino community as well. And spreading the word also in Spanish. So that's great.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you guys for what you do.
Well, we appreciate you. Muchas gracias.
All right. Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much, Anita. We'll catch you next time around, all right? We may have to put you on the payroll, too, here at Wylo.
I was
going to
say, Kevin, you're probably seeing me too often.
No. There is no such a thing. We'll catch you next time around.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great evening.
Take care.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. And Karen, Edith, Monica, thanks again. And have a great week, and we'll do it all again next week at 7, all right?
Yes. Muchas gracias.
All right, that's going to wrap it up tonight. Again, last five programs at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com for Aura Clinton County for you to listen to anytime on demand. We also have a Spanish translation tab for local news in English or Espanol for our free online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Local news, city news, school news even there too. And a special thanks to our sponsors, our title sponsor, A&J Auto Repair on Bunnell Street in Frankfort, Blevins Insurance with new offices in Frankfort, and Fresitas opening soon right here in Frankfort. We'll be back here next Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Have a great week from Wylo.